It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now, more than 360,000 Wisconsinites have lost their Medicaid coverage as the federal program returned to pre-pandemic eligibility guidelines. About 30% of recipients up for renewal will be disenrolled, many for procedural issues. Addie Costello is a reporting fellow with WPR and Wisconsin Watch and talked with Wisconsinites who lost their health coverage. She recently spoke with WPR host Alex Crow.
So the process of returning Medicaid to, quote, regular operations, it's also known as unwinding. Why do they go back to the return?
I think it's easiest to start with what things looked like before the pandemic. So every Medicaid recipient had to submit annually a renewal application, which basically is just giving the state, most of the times, your income to say, hey, I still make under this amount and therefore qualify for benefits. When COVID happened, a lot of people lost their jobs and then their healthcare coverage. And the government recognized that and put a big push getting people enrolled in Medicaid that needed it. At the same time, they also ended disenrollments. So they said, hey, Wisconsin, you don't need to request that renewal paperwork anymore. Anybody that's on Medicaid right now is going to stay on throughout the pandemic. So that meant a lot of people joined and a lot of people stayed on. The state actually saw roughly 500,000 enrollees before unwinding started than it had at the beginning of the pandemic. But in May, the federal government ended the national COVID emergency, and that also ended all of those COVID exceptions.
I'm wondering, if so many people were added to the rolls, is the renewal process changed? Why are so many people being disenrolled right now?
Yeah, the renewal process looks a lot like it did before the pandemic. The biggest difference is that it's been 3 years since people's last renewal, which means that the state might not have their most updated contact information, or they might not have any idea the importance of a renewal form. So that's one reason we're seeing a lot of procedural disenrollments. The other kind of disenrollment we're seeing is eligibility. Those people that maybe didn't qualify before the pandemic, lost their job, got a job during the pandemic, and now don't qualify. But that transition's not always that simple. I talked to multiple people who were disenrolled for income eligibility reasons, and most didn't comfortably take on the cost of paying for insurance. You have to understand that under Badger Care, which is the state's Medicaid program, people don't have to pay any healthcare cost. I talked with one Dane County mom, Cody Peschel. She was on Medicaid for 17 years before her renewal this year, but she started making $17.50 an hour as a home healthcare aide. She was told that was too much to qualify. Although she's grateful that she's making more money than she was before, she doesn't feel all that financially comfortable, especially raising three boys on that salary.
It's a struggle. Do I want to pay for healthcare or do I want to feed them? I'm grateful that I'm making enough that I don't qualify anymore. But it really sucks still that I don't make enough to be able to cover everything.
Is that what we're hearing in other states? You know, they've used databases to determine eligibility for Medicaid renewals. It's known as a passive review. Is that kind of thing actually happening in Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, it is happening, but at a lower rate than other states. Especially at the start of unwinding, Wisconsin was only renewing around 8% of applications through the passive review process. Passive reviews don't require an enrollee to fill out any paperwork, so there can't be any issues with them turning it in on time or correctly. The state health department did let me know that they made some changes around December that have increased the number of passive reviews, but our state average still sits below the national average.
So what is happening in the state legislature? Have Wisconsin lawmakers done anything to address this issue?
The state health department made most of the decision-making around unwinding, but the legislature did have one major impact in disenrollments. Both in 2021 and 2023, lawmakers rejected proposals to expand Wisconsin's Medicaid program, and that left Wisconsin as one of 10 states in the country that haven't expanded Medicaid.
That was Alex Crowe talking to Addie Costello, the Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow. The fellowship is a collaboration between WPR and Wisconsin Watch. You're listening to Wisconsin Today.